What's going on, Packers fans? Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday, and the Packers are back on the practice field. There is no coach availability today, but we'll be getting quotes from the locker room later this afternoon. Packers are actually at practice right now as we chat. But like I said, we won't hear from Matt LaFleur, but we will hear from some players. And then tomorrow, there's no media availability. Basically, it's their Tuesday, if you're counting a normal week. And then Thursday, we'll start to get coach availability, probably Aaron Rodgers, etc., as they ramp up in preparation for their showdown with the Los Angeles Rams on Monday night. Good to see everybody in the comment section. Before we get going, let me give a shout-out to our friends over at Firecracker Farm. That's right. Try out this amazing hot salt and support a small family brand. Use the code CHTV for 25% off at firecracker.farm. That's firecracker.farm. What is Firecracker Farm hot salt? It is a super high quality product made by a family brand hot salt that makes everything taste amazing. Sea salt infused with ghost, Trinidad scorpion, and Carolina reapers grown on their very own farm. Now, how do you use it? You can elevate your steak, your pastas, and your soups with savory heat. Take your cocktails to the next level. Seriously, the best Bloody Mary or spicy margarita you'll ever have. A pinch is even amazing on fruit like pineapple or strawberries with honey. Firecracker.farm. Use code CHTV for 20% off. Do it, people. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Ryan starts us off with a super chat. What's going on, man? It's Goody's mess because he doesn't want to deal with the backlash from fans like Ted Thompson did after Favre. I think after Rodgers and the Pack won Super Bowl 45, it's been all about getting paid. Well, Ryan, that last part is ridiculous. The first part, I hear what you're saying. I have a hard time buying that, though. Just because, you know, yes, it is absolutely a, you know, momentous occasion when you turn the page from a franchise quarterback. Gutekunst has shown, though, that he will make an unpopular move. I mean, one of his major moves to begin his tenure was cutting Jordy Nelson, and he made himself available to the media the following day. I don't see that, you know, he's sticking around with Aaron Rodgers just, A, to get paid, and because the fans will, you know, get after him about it. He knows that comes with the gig. And again, as I said in my video the other day, I tend to believe the scuttlebutt that, you know, the personnel side of things at 1265 Lombardi was ready to turn the page last year, and the coaching side, Matt LaFleur and company, was pushing to keep Aaron Rodgers around. So, you know, I think he acquiesced to his coach and wanted to keep that window open as long as he could and the potential of winning a championship. Now, look, there's no doubt things have gone awry this season. Has not gone as planned, but I don't think the potential backlash is a reason that doesn't really even enter the discussion when Gutekunst is making decisions. What's going on? Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Luke, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Aaron, it's been a minute. Been slammed with work and just bought our first home. Congratulations. What's your number one thing you're watching the last four games? Mine's wide receiver. I mean, yes, at wide receiver, defensive line, linebacker, anywhere there's youth, anywhere we can serve the youth, get the kids on the field, let them loose. Whether that's Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, whether that's Devontae Wyatt, Kingsley and Igbari, let the young guys play. Let them pin their ears back and get after it. That's the number one thing I'm looking for and forward to these last four games. Get them on the field, get them some experience, get them start, you know, continue in some cases to develop them, get the young guys on the field. How well do you think Jenkins is playing this year? That's a good question, Bob. I think Elton really struggled early on coming back off of that knee injury and then being placed on the perimeter against some of the best, you know, edge rushers slash athletes in the league. I think he's really settled in nicely at left guard, back at the position where, you know, he made his initial push here in the NFL. I don't think we should take anything, you know, more away from that first part of the season than what was on offer, in the sense of it's a guy coming off a significant injury, playing somewhat out of position, and I know we've made a lot of bones about his versatility, but that was a new position for him. Again, against premier athletes, and he is less than a year removed at that point from a pretty significant ACL injury. So I don't think it's surprising that he struggled a little bit coming out the gate. But I'll tell you what, he has played his ass off these last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, he has been burying guys. So I think he's rounding into shape, and I love him playing next to Dave. I think it makes up one of the best kind of sides of a line in the league when they're both right and on the field. But yeah, there's no doubt he struggled early on, but he has really come on in the second half of the season. Do I think the love rumors are actually true? Well, Travis, it all depends on which rumor you're pointing to. And I don't really, peddle in rumors. I know Jason Wilde spoke with Jordan Love about the subject of possibly wanting a trade. I know Rob Domofsky did the same thing. And Jordan has not come right out and said he is going to ask to be traded. But both guys got the impression that that is on the table and that it is definitely a possibility. But as far as like rumors, like he has asked for a trade or definitely will ask for a trade, that has not happened. But I know and trust Jason and Bob. Love you, Rob. Too old for this. Thanks to the super chat. I can't wait until Monday so I can see Aaron Donald Duck be mad because he got shut down by Zach Tom Bombadil. That's a lot of talk right there. I know, hey, he's been dealing with an injury, so we're going to get the injury excuse again, but it's always fun to watch him go up against his father in Elgton Jenkins. I love it so much. What are the odds that there is a QB who isn't Love or Rodgers in 2024? If Love requests a trade this offseason, does Rodgers still only play 1 year? I think that's all on the table, man. Is there a chance that somebody else is the quarterback? I think there's a remote one. I would never say never, but I think it's highly unlikely. But yeah, if Love ends up demanding a trade and they acquiesce to that demand, that's a key component there. Yeah, there's a possibility Rodgers plays more than 1 year. I do not doubt it for a moment. I think a lot of it will be dependent on how Aaron's playing, how the squad is playing. There's no guarantee that Aaron, spends the offseason getting healthy, comes back next year and just picks up on his MVP form that we saw the two previous seasons, right? You would hope so, definitely from Packers' standpoint, but it's no guarantee. A lot of times knocking at the door there, and you never know when he's going to kick it in. So a lot to play out there. Oh, that's such a great idea, Brett. Will you be getting a custom number 50 Bombadil jersey this weekend from the pro shop? Oh, I can't believe I didn't think of that, but that is awesome. I definitely need it. Nags, how do you feel about Preston Smith? I like him, but I don't consider him a game changer or someone offenses fear. That's a fair assessment, Eric. I think he's had a decent season, but you're right, especially without Rashawn Gary drawing attention on the opposite end. It is hard for him to generate much of a pass rush singularly. I think they can work in tandem as far as twists and stunts and games up front, but straight one-on-one, it's rare that he is causing enough disruption to give offensive coordinators a lot of headaches, right? No one's sitting up at night worrying about Preston Smith taking over a game. Now, that said, he is still a very good football player, and I think he's doing a lot up front that probably goes unnoticed, especially against the run. But, that position, the money you get, you're paid to get after the quarterback. And no, he is not one of the top flight disruptors in the game. There is no doubt about that. Sean, thanks to Super Chat. How about a trade of Rodgers to the Raiders? Carry the G, guys. We are a spoiled fan base. I love my team. It's a possibility. I think it really depends on the Raiders' cap situation, which I don't know right off the top of my head. But looking through it last night or a couple days ago, there are very few teams out there, when you're talking about trading Rodgers, who could absorb that salary, that could absorb that cap hit that would come along with his contract. And I don't know if the Raiders are one of them. I would tend to doubt it, but you never know. It's funny how the Rams wanted to play us in London and the NFL said, nah, how about a night game in Green Bay in December? I know, Brett. One of my favorite developments of the offseason. I think I talked about it here on Daily at the time. But, yeah, the Rams literally requested to play the Packers in London, to be the team that traveled to London to take them on. And the NFL went, nah, I think the December game in Lambeau was fine. I love it. Love it so much. What else have I got? People hate Goody because he won't make the moves the fans want. The guy deals with plenty of backlash. That is true, Joe. Although, you know, he doesn't really deal with it other than maybe the odd person at the grocery store yelling at him. I don't know if that's happened, but I'm just, for instance. you know, I mean, he's not on Twitter. Not on the regular, anyway. He's not an active participant on Twitter. I know he knows what goes on Twitter because he has a PR department that keeps him informed. But, you know, he's not really privy to it. Although it is funny how when he was on the Shameless Packers podcast earlier this year, he did mention that he has, you know, a couple brothers who apparently consume a lot of Cheesehead TV. So that's cool. And like, you know, friends from school who give him constant shit via text about some of his decisions and things he should do with the team, etc. So it's good to know there's at least a circle of people keeping him grounded and giving him the fan experience. Kurt Benkert is available if both quarterbacks don't want to play. Moon man. Hey, you never know. Reunion is always possible. Oh, Nags, where can I find Carry the G in New York City? Kettle? Oh, Dan, no. You cannot find it at Kettle. You cannot find it anywhere in New York. Not even here in the studio right now. Travis Shamockery. The only place you can find it is in Wisconsin. If you want to bring it to New York, you got to get in a car and drive. What else we got? What do you think happens to Savage in the offseason? Does one poor season make him disposable? Whew, John, that's a loaded question here. What I think happens is they bring him back. They picked up his fifth-year option. I'd be surprised if they let him go. And as far as the one poor season, he has certainly regressed. I don't think there's any doubt there. But it's not like he was a world beater last year. When we came into this year, it was a 50-50 proposition as far as was he going to start improving and get back to the form that we saw essentially in Mike Pettine's last year in town, or was he, you know, going to continue to be somewhat of a middling safety who didn't really have a home? You know, there was a lot of talk about maybe they need to play him up near the line of scrimmage more. Well, now they've moved him to nickel and or dime back, and he has been closer to the line of scrimmage, although got hurt right away in that Philly game. You know, I don't know what the position is for him right now, especially since they've got guys playing a little bit better than he was at all the spots. So they'll definitely bring him back. But yeah, how they fit him in, I don't know, man. That is going to be fascinating to watch play out because every time someone gets a chance over him, they produce a little better and they play a little better. And this does not bode well, no doubt about it. Ooh, Del Arroz, good question. Do you think Bakhtiari restructures or holds firm on his current contract? Fascinating to watch play out. I suspect the Packers will approach him about massaging the contract in some shape or form, and that he will most likely acquiesce to that. That is complete conjecture on my part. I have not talked to Dave about it, but my guess would be that, yeah, he would help out a little bit. I think they'll figure out a way to make sure he still gets paid, obviously, but possibly, you know, spread the hit out a little bit more. In my opinion, do I think they move on from Preston Smith for Enagbare? It's possible, but I don't know. Maybe, I mean, not strictly a one for one. I mean, Preston is still a valuable player, as I was talking about before. He does a lot that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. But, you know, could they move on? It's possible. I mean, this is a season, especially now, the further we get away from the pandemic years where they were operating truly out of character as far as kicking the can down the street and trying to keep that band together to try and keep the window open for a championship. The further we get away from that, the more they're ruthless they're going to have to be. And perhaps Preston gets caught up in that. It's possible. Nags, you're the man. Thank you for all you do for us Packers diehards. Nathan, thanks for checking it out, man. Really appreciate it. Walker get more edge rush chances on passing downs with 59 and Barnes both healthy? I hope so, Brett. I really like him off the edge. I like what they've done in the limited kind of glimpses we've seen as far as the games they've run with him on the edge, getting him free. And they've dropped him down from depth at times, like just before the snap of the ball, to get him around the edge. However they want to use him, I think they need to and utilize some of that speed and athleticism, especially without Rashawn Gary. I thought we'd see a little bit more of it, but you know, to your point, they have been kind of shorthanded in the middle. Hopefully now, yeah, they have their thumpers back, and that allows Barry to be a little bit more creative. Although I'm talking about Joe Barry being creative. That's adorable. Anyway. The Packers should bring in Leroy for a defensive coaching job. He loves the team and organization. Why not? Braden, it's funny you say that. Leroy was a coaching assistant a long time ago. I think it was under Mike Sherman, but it might have been early McCarthy years. I think it was Sherman. But yeah, Leroy was a coaching assistant, like not an intern, but like just dipping his toe into it. And at the time, from what I remember, and I'd have to ask Leroy and get refreshed on this, but from what I remember is that he got a taste of the coaching life and said, yeah, nah, thanks. I mean, it is a grind, especially at the entry level. You know, you don't just walk in and become a coordinator or a head coach. You have to pay your dues and you have to do the work. And I know from what I remember, you know, Leroy did it for a little bit and was like, this sucks. So, you know, could that be a potential kind of path forward? Sure. If he's down for it, although he's only, you know, years and years older now, you know, I don't see that being a way of him getting involved at this point. I mean, he is around the team a lot. Hell, he spoke to the team this summer prior to the start of the season. You know, Matt had him in to give him a talk. You know, I think he's enjoying where he's at right now. But yeah, if he was into the idea of coaching, I don't think Matt would completely shut the door on that possibility. Corey and Aaron together in the bowl Monday night. Let's manifest it. Brett, that ain't going to happen. We can't get Banky into a regular season game like when the Packers are playing well. You think he's going to go sit and freeze his ass off now that they're like, you know, barely hanging on to the playoff hopes, really inconsistent? Nah, that ain't. I miss Kevin Green on the staff. Oh, man. I miss Kevin Green, period. He's a real one. You don't walk in and become a head coach. Jeff Saturday would like a word. Well, Aaron, yes, if you're best friends with the owner, that does, you know, change things a little bit. It's a fair point. 2022 could be the first year since 99 that the Lions make the playoffs and the Packers don't. Ray Rhodes year. Joe, that is quite the pull. Well played. And hey, man, shout out to the Lions. They are legit hard to, like, beat at the moment. They play hard. They are fundamentally sound. They get after it on defense, even though they're not a very good defense. They get after it. And then on offense, they play well, and they're coordinated well, and they execute consistently. And Jamal Williams is so fun to watch. Come on. Hey, Nags, what do you think happens to Cobb after this year, if 12 sticks around? Thanks. I tend to think this is probably it for Randall. Again, no insider information, obviously, pure guesswork on my part, but I think Brian will most likely say, all right, you know, we acquiesce to your desire to have your buddy around, and he's been here for 2 years. Again, the whole reason we cut him in the first place is because he couldn't stay on the field. He's continuing to be available intermittently these 2 years that we've brought him back. It's time to serve some youth here. That would be my guess. We'll see. You never really know when Aaron Rodgers is involved. And who knows? Maybe Aaron isn't even back. Hey, Nags. Loved your take on Rodgers' love situation. Safe travels to Green Bay this week. Been thinking about your family and your first Christmas without your mom. Molly, that is really lovely of you to say. Thank you so much. Yeah, I was home for Thanksgiving, obviously, with the girls. So I didn't want my dad to be alone on his first Thanksgiving, and we'll be home just before Christmas to see dad again. So that'll be great. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. What do quality control coaches do? Brett, whatever they're asked to do. I'm not going to say it's like a gopher position, but yeah, it's a jack of all trades. Just whatever the coaching staff on that side of the ball needs done, you're doing it. Sometimes you can be a little bit more involved depending on the staff, depending on who you're working for. But yeah, it's a way to get your foot in the door, so to speak. Can we get a special segment on Watch Party of Drunk Matt Ramage on the scene interviewing away team fans? We did that. We did that with Joey a couple years ago. We had Joey from Underage Packers interview a bunch of, was it Bears fans? I think it was Bears fans prior to the Bears primetime game in Lambeau. That was dope. That was hilarious. But yeah, be on the lookout this weekend. We're going to have all sorts of content from Lambeau. It's really shaping up. I will say I've gotten messages from so many people who are going to be at this game on Monday. I am so jazzed. I am so pumped. I cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun to be in town this weekend and watch the Packers take on the Rams. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.